Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala. Amma ba'd. What Allah love versus what we love are supposed to be, we're not sure even. I want you to read verse 54, chapter Al-Ma'idah. And verse 148, chapter An-Nisa. And the bottom line in these two verses, I want you to read it by yourself. Allah do not love those who talk wrong, evils, backbiting, lie, complaining, resentment, anger. Allah do not love those who do that. Some people during this time, they fasting, they try to do good deed. But what happens if I carry resentment in my heart, anger, wronged things? Even if the other person did or what they do, I don't care. This is their fault. Somebody did fault. Either I can forgive or I can keep it inside. And if I keep it inside, it becomes like cancer. It will eat me alive. It will eat my good deed. It will eat my iman. It will eat my peace. And you think it affects anybody else? No. Nothing. By this way, it becomes a volcano eating me alive. And most of all, Allah will not like me. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah do not love. Imagine when somebody said, I don't love you. How you feel? What about when Allah do not love you? Argue. Bickering. Not now. Not during these days. Do yourself a favor. Live free inside. Make dua for everyone. Even the people you think you have resentment against them, make dua for them. Wallahi. Wallahi is luxury. It's luxury. Just make dua for everybody. Just make dua for everybody. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Read the verses. Read it, contemplate. See what Allah talked to us about. See what Allah loves. My dear brother and sister in Islam, believe me, I'm not feeling like talking too much. But just be careful. What you have in your heart, what you're talking about, what you're thinking about. Thinking is a musibah. Thinking is a big musibah. Because 99, 100% of everything you think about it is against you. I did all the session about tafakkur. Go to my audio messages about tafakkur. Almost 46. Session about tafakkur. And I take you to all the verses in Quran about tafakkur. It's all about Allah, about akhirah, about Jannah, about Jahannam, about death, about the grave, about Yawm al-Qiyamah, about the condition of the umam, the nation before us. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to think about it. To be a people of Akhirah. But anything to do with dunya, you will be a loser if you think about it. Because nothing you can do about it. Nothing. The qadr will take place. We make our effort, we struggle, we make dua, and we keep going. But what Allah want? He want me during this time to rely on Him, trust Him, be with Him. Call Him, and that's it. please tell me one thing you should think about it from dunya perspective, and I will show you. You don't have to. You don't have to. We do, we plan, we, you know, everything. But thinking and spending time thinking, it will not benefit me. May Allah save me from thinking about nothing except Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not make me waste my time except only gaining my time. Remember Allah, remember Jannah, remember Hellfire. Remember my death, remember my grave, remember the journey of my soul after death. Remember the goodness and bounty of Allah over me. Remember how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. Remember how many people love me and care for me. And I don't deserve it. And I don't deserve it. Ya Allah, make me love you. And love those who love you. And make others love you, Ya Allah. And O Allah, whatever you provide me of what I love, make it a strength of what you love. And whatever you take from me, from what I love, make it a strength for me to what you love, Ya Allah. Comprehend it. Comprehend it is power. Comprehend it is power. Allah wants everything to be for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good ending with the love of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, the rahmah of Allah, with La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haqqan wa sidqan wa yaqeenan wa da'watan wa tabliğan wa antaradin anna wa taqabbal minna. Ameen ya Rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.